Time now for Estherville Lincoln Central Superintendent Spotlight with us today, ELC Superintendent Tara Paul. Good Saturday morning, Superintendent Paul.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this week?
I'm doing great. I hope you had a good week.
Oh, a great week. You know, we ended our year on Thursday with the kids and yesterday with all of our staff. And again, I know I sound like a broken record, but we never predicted ending the school year face-to-face, let alone all year. And due to our community, our staff, we did. And what a relief to be done.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, you have three very special guests with you today.
I do. I have our teaching staff who will be leaving us due to retirement this year. And so I thought I'd bring them in and just recognize them and thank them for their many years of service. I added up their years of service, and they have 83 combined years at ELC.
Wow.
That is huge.
That's so cool. All right. Well, let me get it started. We're going to first visit with Margaret Evans. Margaret, welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Hi.
Margaret, if you would be so kind, give us a little history on how long you've been at ELC and maybe some of the things you've taught.
Okay. Well, I started as a student through my junior year. Came back and started in Title I, a halftime reading support program. And when my kids went to school, I went to school full-time and continued with some Title I work. And then I entered a classroom and taught first grade, did a looping classroom with kindergarten and first grade. And my last few years here have been as an instructional coach for the elementary.
That's so cool. So how many years for you?
36.
Wow. That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit, if you would, maybe some of your favorite memories at Estherville Lincoln Central.
You know, it's hard to pick a favorite memory, but the relationship I've built with teachers has been really special. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to cry or something.
Yep.
And kids that we know and still follow us and talk to us. And you see these seniors graduate, you know, you had a long time with them too. So it's been great.
Well, and I would have to imagine when a little one or maybe even a not-so-little one comes up to you like in the grocery store and says, "Hi, Mrs. Evans," that's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, you get a lot of, "I know you."
Yeah.
They may not know your name, but they know you.
That's awesome. Now, in those years of education from when you first began to today, what's the biggest change in education?
I think recently it's been the focus on social and emotional learning for kids and the support that we've given to our teachers that they didn't have before. So it's been really a good change.
Good. That's good to hear. Well, Margaret, congratulations. Thank you so much for your service to the ELC School District. I know you've impacted thousands of kids, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, let's bring in Lily Jensen here. Lily, let's have a little history on you at ELC.
Okay, I have been at ELC 31 years. I've been teaching 42 years, but I've been here 31.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came to the district, I taught 7th and 8th grade reading class. And then I switched to just 7th grade and taught what we call whole language arts. It was the English and the reading together. And then the elementary library position opened up, and I decided that would be a good path for me, and I took that and started with just the elementary. We had two other librarians, and then eventually I was elementary and high school, and then when the last one retired besides me, I became the pre-K-12 librarian. So I've spent the majority of my career as the librarian here at Estherville.
Okay, and Lily, if you'd be so kind to maybe talk about some of the memories you might have at ELC.
I have a lot of memories. It's really hard to pick, you know, just one, but I would say definitely when I was in the 7th grade classroom, I a lot of times brought in visiting authors or writers, and they would work with the kids for like a week and do workshops with them, and then the kids would produce some kind of culminating project, and that was always just an absolute joy of seeing what the students could come up with, they always amazed me. There was never, it was never just normal. It was always something really special. And as a librarian, just the joy of watching them, you know, find a book that they're so excited about, I can't describe it. My favorite thing to do is to read out loud to the kids. That's my favorite thing to do. And I ran a lot of book fairs, and there were a lot of work, but again, that was just pure joy watching the kids find, you know, that special book that they would be so excited about. So
no, that's
been great.
That's so neat. Now, same question for you, from when you first began in education to today, what's the biggest change?
That would be, hands down, technology.
Okay.
When I first started teaching, we used purple Ditto Masters, and that's how you ran off your papers. There was no such thing as a copy machine. I mean, they existed in the world, but only, like, financial institutions could afford them. Schools couldn't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then we went from that to the very first computer was one black Apple that we all shared. The teachers shared it in one workroom. That was it. And you know, we've come all the way to where we carry computers around in our pockets and all the students have them, and technology has been the biggest change and had the biggest impact on education. Positive, but not all positive. Some negative, too. But you just have to learn how to manage it, and that's what we try and help the kids learn now is, you know, not only how to use it, they usually teach us how to use it, but we have to teach them how to use it responsibly and carefully. And so that's the biggest change I've seen.
Yeah. I remember from my junior high days, my social studies teacher giving that Ditto Master machine a workout.
Yep. And when you pass it out, if they were just freshly dittoed, they'd all sniff them because they had this smell, you know, they liked that.
Well, Lily, thank you so much for your dedication to Esterville Lincoln Central and all your work at ELC. Wish you nothing but the best in your retirement.
Thank you.
Chris Turner joins us now. Chris, give us a little history on your time at ELC.
Well, thank you, Dave. This would be 16 years here at ELC, a total of 28 years teaching. And I started out with physical science and astronomy, and then I moved to adding biotechnology. So that's been a real highlight for me here at ELC.
Wow, biotechnology. Tell me a little bit about biotechnology. What does that all entail?
Well, I started out in college as a chemistry major, and then I switched to a biology major. And it wasn't until my senior year that I actually went into education, because I come from a long line of educators. So biotechnology was something that was started here by Larry Stein. And when he left, I jumped at taking that over and was able to go down to Iowa State University 3 different summers to do a research experience for teachers, which allowed me to bring back $1,000 worth of equipment each year that I attended.
Wow.
So we have an amazing biotechnology lab here at ELC that I'm very proud of.
That's awesome. Well, Chris Turner, what about any specific memories? That's a good one in itself that you might have at ELC.
I would probably have to say when Kevin Dong picked me as his favorite teacher for the Governor's Scholar Recognition Program.
Mm.
We got to go down to Des Moines together. There was a big banquet and, you know, shake hands with the governor. That was a highlight. And it's always a highlight when I can see students that I've had in the grocery store when they approach me and say, I had no idea what life was going to be like as a freshman, and I really appreciate how hard you were on me because I've learned a good life lesson.
Oh, that's cool. And then maybe if you could, your biggest change or changes in education since when you first began to today?
I would probably say my teaching style has changed so much over the years. Trying to get that classroom to be more student-centered, getting them to think a little bit more instead of just being that teacher that stays in the front and just simply lectures, to get them involved and get them to really understand that science is more than just facts.
That is so cool. Well, Chris, thank you for everything you have done for Esterville Lincoln Central. We appreciate it so very much and wish you nothing but the best in retirement.
Thank you.
Well, Superintendent Paul, this is quite the trio of teachers we're saying goodbye to. It's kind of bittersweet.
Well, you know, actually, when I came in to talk with them, that's exactly what I said. So is the day kind of bittersweet? And it is. You know, and you can see there's a lot of historical knowledge that they're taking with them and a lot of information that they're leaving here. And more importantly, a lot of impressions that they've put on, like you said, the thousands of kids and families and staff members that have gone through our system. You know, 83 years of combined service is a lot of time. And you multiply that by 1,400 kids every year, they've impressed a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of individuals.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, retiring teachers with us today. Again, Margaret Evans, along with Lily Jensen and Chris Turner. Superintendent Paul, thank you so much for having them with us today. We wish them all well. And Superintendent Paul, we'll visit with you again next Saturday.
Sounds great. Have a great week, Dave.
Thank you. You too. Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul, as we talk a little retirement today on ELC Superintendent Spotlight.